show. Now, Buccaneers defensive tackle Gerald McCoy and your host, Scott Ledger.
93.
What's up, man?
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
And I guess we'll say Happy New Year. I'd like to think that some Christmas magic will happen, and we'll be talking next Tuesday because you guys will be getting ready for your playoff game. So why don't we just say, I'll say Happy New Year next week. How's that sound? That work for you?
Sure.
All right. Everybody, welcome in. It's the Gerald McCoy Show, Tuesday night on the Buccaneers Radio Network. We'd like to personally thank the Atlanta Falcons for the wonderful effort last night as, one of the, I guess you could say, straighter versions to get to the playoffs couldn't take place because the Saints clinched. And then essentially now we've got to hope that, A, we travel to New Orleans and we take care of business there, get our 10th win. And then B and C, both the Washington Redskins help us by beating the Giants and the Chicago Bears beat us by beating the Packers. Now, that is both those teams, by the way, except for the Redskins. The Bears still have something to play for because that number two seed is still kind of up in the air because the Falcons lost. So they've got something to play for. Packers coming back after Aaron Rodgers comes back. He kind of dissected the New York Giants. So they are playing next week, but you guys got to take care of business in New Orleans. Now that we've taken care of all of that, we good with him? We got him up and running good. The whole idea of having to watch a game for you had to kind of not be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all right, though. I was on the sideline. It ain't like it was not a fun game to watch.
Yes, true. Good point.
Yeah, a lot of action in that game. A lot of guys stepped up. A lot of guys, made some big names for themselves in this game. It's fun to watch.
Man. Freeman, ties a record, 5 touchdowns.
I don't know how he doesn't win player of the week with 5 touchdowns, no interceptions.
We don't get the love, man. Everybody thinks that, if you sit here in Tampa Bay and you see what's going on here, it would be simple to look at LeGarrette Blount or Mike Williams with 10 touchdowns. In other words, if Mike Williams gets another touchdown, he will own, in his rookie season, the single season record for touchdowns because he's tied Joey Galloway. So it's not just a rookie doing things that's setting records. It's Josh Freeman in his second year with 23 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. A wonderful story is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for some reason, they'd rather talk about a Rams quarterback who's, mustered 6 or 7 wins. Do you think you guys are going to have to win, get successful again next year before the respect starts to come?
I'm not sure, man. We have so many dynamic players, man. We got Josh Freeman, who's, people don't realize, he's a second-year quarterback. He's only 22 years old. He's a young guy. I was reading the story today. They talked about, I forget who the writer was, and it said something about triplets. It talked about Mike Freeman and Blount.
Sure. Oh, yes. our triplets.
Our triplets. Sure. Then it mentioned other triplets, Irving.
Emmitt Smith.
And Troy Aikman.
Sure.
Well,
they had a Gene Novacek, and we have a Kellen Winslow. There's more than just triplets,
That's what I'm saying. It's more than just those three. People seen what K2 did this week. I think he had 7 catches, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns.
You nailed it.
Tight end. So, we have a very dynamic young team, and what's great about that is I play defense. That's all I worry about. But now it's certain that I don't have to even worry about what our offense is going to do because our O-line, as well as they played this last game, they're still missing 3 starters,
mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Sure.
So
center, right guard, and right tackle, all the way from the middle of the field over to the right. We're looking at guys.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That are invaluable reps.
Right.
That's a good way to look at it too.
Then you have 2 free agent rookies starting at the guards, and they're playing very well. You can't really tell because they opening those holes for Blount. They giving Freeman all day. It's just it's great to see.
There's a stat in the NFL called yards per pass play, and a lot of times the team that leads that stat will win the game, literally, because you're eating up bigger chunks of yards. Ironically, this week, the Buccaneers averaged 8 yards a rush and only 7 yards a pass. Well, how about that for LeGarrette Blount, man? That must have been fun watching him on the sidelines.
It was, man. And what happened was he was rushing, And, you know, it was after he made the leap over the guy. And he said, man, I don't have 100 yards. And I said, you serious? You have, first off, you have 96 yards. And the fourth quarter is about to start. And I'm pretty sure they're not about to take you out. So you have a whole fourth quarter to get 4 yards. And you worried about having 100? Don't worry about it. As soon as he get back out, the next play, 53-yard run, he came to the sideline. I said, I told you I'm coming. You know, so, I mean, I was happy. You know, they fans tried to rip Mike's glove off his hand. He jumped in the stands.
Oh, is that what the delay was?
Yeah.
When he went up over there, like the little Lambeau leap, and it was like he was trying to come back, but someone wasn't letting him get back.
They had his glove. Yeah, man, it was fun to watch. Freeman is just like a director, I guess you could say, for
like
an orchestra.
Yeah, that's a nice analogy.
He's just out there, and he runs everything, and it's so smooth. And Freeman, his pocket presence is what amazes me. I mean, the way he knows what holes to step in, and he won't even look at the hole. He just can feel it. And he'll slide through it, step up, step to the side, and take off running, pump fake, step back, hit Mike. I mean, it's fun to watch Free, especially with him being as young as he is.
One of the throws, I think it was the Winslow catch, that where Kellen kind of caught it. He was down on the ground. He got up, and he got the touchdown before Free's rolling to his left. And just I watched the game again today, and watch him making sure, A, he's got his eyes downfield, but he's just got those shoulders perfectly square to the line of scrimmage. A big man being able to release a ball that quickly, you normally don't see it. They usually see a bigger windup, that kind of stuff, so it's great to see. But let me ask you about watching the crowd watch Freeman. Because right now you're on this, you know, sucks. You know, you're not getting to play. So you get to take in everything that's going on around you, whether it's someone running in or someone running off or someone talking about 100 yards.
Right.
But are you starting to sense the crowd is starting to fall in love with some of the Buccaneers? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they are, man. And, you know, it's great because they're starting to, you know, get back with us. And now they have reasons to come back. I mean.
Names.
You know, you hear a guy comes to the game. He's like, man, you got to see that Josh Freeman throw the ball. You got to see that Kellen Winslow, that Mike Williams, that, you know, that LeGarrette Blount. That Regis Bennett, guys like that, you just got to, I mean, then the word spreads. And people got to come see what they're talking about. Then they get here and they're like, man.
Playmakers.
We have so many playmakers, and that's just the offense. I'm just naming the offense, you know, because they had a lot of the flashy highlight plays. But, you know, people, then you come see the Barry Roots and the Geno Hayes.
Geno had a monster game,
right,
too.
Geno had 9 tackles, 2 sacks, something like that.
Well, you're on it today, man. Yeah. I think, I'm the one with the stat sheet, but you're just spitting them off the top of your head. Yes, he did.
And then
2 tackles for loss as well.
Yeah, 2 tackles for loss. And then you got, I'm hurt, but Frank stepped in and played an amazing game.
Ocam is how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. I mean, a pressure or 2 pressures or something. I mean, just guys just stepping in and making plays, man. And it's so much fun to watch.
That's Gerald McCoy. It's a Gerald McCoy show. I want to ask you about watching film. I was really surprised. I shouldn't be surprised you're watching film. I honestly take that back. I'm not surprised you're watching film. You want to talk to him? Hillsboro, 813-990-4620. Pinellas, 727-461-4620. Or 1-800-596-BUCKS. You're watching film. What were you watching? What kind of film?
Saints.
Okay.
Yeah, I was watching the Saints.
So you're basically in the same routine.
I'm in the same routine. I just don't get to execute what I watch. But I can also tell the D lineman what I see or what I think would help. Just like last week, I told all the guys, with this offensive line, if you get your hands inside on these guys, they don't know what to do. I mean, they can't block you. And everybody, I mean, the 3 middle guys, Roy Miller, Al Woods, Frank Okam, man, they just played an amazing game. You know, it was kind of overshadowed by the big plays that Mike and Blount and those guys were making. But if you just go back and watch the tape, those guys played an amazing game.
They only gave up 174 yards, you know.
Right.
In the whole game.
Yeah. So, I mean, the quarterback couldn't get comfortable. He'd be the running backs were just getting blasted everywhere. And, you know, early in the game, he got the first 2 plays. Frank runs the quarterback out. It's a bootleg. He causes a bad throw. Then another play go by, and then the third down comes up, and Mike Bennett comes in the backfield and blasts a guy for 4 yard
unblocked
loss or something like that.
No one saw him. Boom.
I mean, guys making plays like that, I mean, you can't overlook that. And guys played great this game.
Guys, honestly, the only two real big plays they had was a missed tackle on Lynch, the Marshawn Lynch, the longer run earlier in the game. And then kind of like you guys are playing a prevent or a deep cover, too, and they called a perfect inside handoff to a running back and had a little wall, and he makes it to the end zone. So even those two plays right there. But I think what I was impressed with was even though Hasselbeck found a way to get in because they ended up getting a first down, was it looked like those four or five plays, you know, the ones I'm talking about, down near the line, down near the goal line real quick, great, just everybody, Geno selling out, I think I saw Biggers, you know, in on a pileup. It just seemed like the goal line presence right there in a game that mattered. It was like a playoff intensity almost. I mean, it's good to see that.
And one thing Coach Morris told us in the locker room, he said, this is you guys' playoff. It's win or go home each game from here on out. And our team bought into that. And they went out there and played a great game and got a convincing win. Not just a win, but a convincing win. And, you know, as soon as it looks like Seahawks have an answer for us, we answer right back with a big play. So, I mean, you know, it was plays being made all over the field. Snowball got a touchdown.
Yeah.
Lock almost took one. You know, Spurlock almost took one back to the crib. I mean, it was just a lot of things going on in this game. You know, plays being made all over the field.
How was it for the team? You guys have had some nail biters. You had a couple of tough losses, Atlanta.
And, it was great because Josh Johnson got to come in.
Yeah, how was that for the team? Yeah, that's what I mean. How was it to see, you know?
It was great, man. Josh Johnson got to come in. And Free got to come sit on the side and just watch the rest of the game. Some of the rookie offensive linemen got to play. And it was fun to watch because you're a rookie, too, and you get to watch those guys who are your age and haven't had a chance to play, but now they get to go out there and play. You know, you have a rookie go out there, and he's on field goal. You know, protection. But
yeah, one or two snaps a game. You don't really feel like you're part of the unit.
But
sure.
Now you get to... You know, protect the pass, and then run block, and get some action.
Myron Lewis getting a lot of reps this week. That's what I mean. Next year, you know, not that we want to think about next year, but it's great to see, like you were talking about. You know, Frank, who knows, maybe Frank shows up next year, and, you know, and he finds a spot at D-tackle on this team, or maybe it's someone else that, you know, I mean, you and BP are coming back and everything else, but it's good to see as a family, like, ooh, wow, this is depth here. Wide receiver depth, Desmond Briscoe, another perfect.
That's what I'm saying, man. Briscoe, he's so good, man, but he's been on our practice squad all year, but he's really good. And, you know, as soon as he gets a chance to step on that field, people will see.
All right, you guys want to talk to him? Let's open up the phone lines, 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, 1-800-596-BUCKS. We've got a couple of minutes to pay some sponsors and thank them, and then we'll come back and take your phone calls, get ready to talk to Gerald McCoy. It's the Gerald McCoy Show on a Tuesday night, and, of course, let's hope it's not the final game of the season, but the final regular season game coming up as we go to New Orleans. That's a 1 o'clock schedule, by the way. We're coming back with more of the Gerald McCoy Show on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Deckerhoff here for Napa Auto Parts. Most of you remember how cold it got last winter, and some of you got stranded in places you didn't want to be. Napa can help you make sure that doesn't happen again. Let Napa help you check your vehicle's vital signs, like interior and exterior lights, wiper blades, battery, cooling system, and anything else that could lock up during your travels. Happy holidays from your friends at Napa, a proud sponsor of the Bucs Radio Network.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Try a Toyota certified used forklift. Every Toyota must pass a grueling 103-point quality assurance check before it gets certified. For added protection, they offer a 12-month, 2,000-hour powertrain limited warranty and an option comprehensive forklift service agreement. Toyota certified used forklifts, all the performance and protection of a new Toyota forklift at a price that fits your budget. Contact Toyota's 7-time President's Award-winning dealers, Florida Lift Systems or Southern States Toyota Lift at 1-800-226-2345 or ssTlift.com.
There's a difference between the confidence you get from a supercut and a haircut somewhere else. Any haircut can hang 10, but a supercut hangs 20. A regular cut can outrun an angry dog, but a supercut runs with fierce Spanish bulls. Any haircut will take off about an inch, but a supercut from the best trained stylists in the business will give you the confidence to try anything.
Awesome.
Get in, get confident at Supercuts every time.
Business is all about having a relationship with someone you can trust. Our customers expect reliability, customer service, a dedicated account executive from their phone, internet, and TV providers. I love that all of my customers have a local support team. If you need somebody, we'll be there. Bright House Network's Business Solutions, where business gets personal.
Call 1-877-312-1213. Bundle 15 megabits per second business broadband with phone. Get a second phone line free. Restrictions apply.
Insure both your home and auto, and you could save even more with the GEICO multi-policy discount. Visit GEICO.com today.
We now return to the Gerald McCoy Show on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
Here we go. Welcome back, everybody. Tuesday night, Gerald McCoy Show. Coach Bryant, we're coming to you. You're up first. Everybody else, you get right behind him at 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, 1-800-596-BUCKS. One of the best parts of doing what I do is getting a chance to hear those inside stories. You were just talking about before you went off the air is we're always, you know, because the camera will show you guys on the sidelines. Let's say someone sat down, you know, and let's say someone just got a pick six. And we're all wondering what you guys are saying to that guy when you're walking on. Sometimes it's just a quick way to go, and other times they're discussing a coverage and how they jumped it and stuff. But you've gotten a chance to have conversations with some of these guys that are actually making plays coming to the sideline. LeGarrette's going, hey, man, I need two more yards, and right. You're talking to him. You and Mike Williams were talking a little bit, too, about this, the future of the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we were sitting there on the sideline, and I don't know, Wedge, I don't know if he had just scored a touchdown or what it was, or Blunt had just ran a long run or what had just happened, but me and Mike were standing, and I said, man, let me tell you, him and Briscoe were standing there, and I said, let me tell you something about why I get so excited, because I'm looking out there on the field, and everybody that's making these plays are either a year to 3 years in, except for probably K2.
You know that? And he's in his fifth.
Yeah. See, he's in his fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
K2 is in his fifth year.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, 5 years in the league, and you got Freeman, who's basically, he's a rookie, basically. I mean, he's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. You got Blunt, who's 24. Mike, who's 23. You got Regis, who's younger than all of us. I mean, he came out as a true junior. I came out as a redshirt junior. Then you got, I mean, you look on the other end, well, defense. You got me, who's my first year. BP, Roy Miller, this is his second year. Styles has been in the league 4 years. I mean, he's an older guy.
Styles is the oldest guy in the D-line, yeah.
Right. I mean, Tim's, this is Tim's fourth year.
Cody Grimm's
like
a rookie.
Yeah, Cody Grimm's a rookie.
Myron
Keith,
Lewis.
This is his fourth year?
I believe so, yes.
This is his fourth year. Myron Lewis is a rookie. EJ Biggins, this is his second year. I mean, Dakota, this is his rookie year. We have so many young guys.
Youngest team in the league, that's
right.
What it means.
We have so many young guys, man. It's great to see. I love seeing it. Yeah. I love seeing all these playmakers. And what's so great about all these playmakers is we are all young.
I guarantee you, I visit message boards, I go to lots of blogs, because I love to tap into what most fans are saying. And those blogs, those boards, those websites are all full of the core of Buccaneer fans. The rest of the bandwagoners are slowly trickling back, and that's sports fans, and that's how it works. But the core fans are having that exact conversation that you just had with me all over the place. Absolutely. Coach Bryant, appreciate you being first up. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You're on Gerald McCoy Show.
Hey, I wanted to thank this Coach Bryant from Jefferson High School.
Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much. I wanted to thank you first personally. I'm a coach that been coaching over at Jefferson for a long time. I kind of try to model myself like Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith, coach the guys without any kind of profanity or whatever. But the pregame speech that you gave our guys a week before we won state stuck with those guys at heart. And then when you came on the field and you showed those guys love, you done got like a whole legion of young Buck fans now. Some of the things that you guys do in the community, the models, the role models, and the just the things that you say that can go so far in a young man's heart. I just wanted to give you a special thanks and the Buccaneer organization for what you guys did for us. The kids loved it, and it was just a tremendous end for our season. And I tell you, the game was exciting. People who don't go to those games are missing out. I just wanted to thank you, and I'll just hang up, Gerald.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that, man. It's great for me to be able to give back.
What he's talking about isn't public knowledge, right, by the way. Everybody didn't. So first, tell everybody what he's talking about.
Well, Jefferson High School, who just won state, I think the 3A state championship.
Yeah, they were at the game.
Yeah, they came to the game, and
they're on the field for introductions.
The semifinals, the game before state, and I was their speaker beforehand, and I went and gave them a word like I always do, like on the radio. And I gave him a word, but after I did that, because that's what I went for, I went to, spread the gospel to those young guys and let them know what God has shown me in my life and how I use him in my, life of football. Then, I said this out loud so everybody can hear me. I said, God, I've done what I was supposed to do. I've obeyed what you sent me here to do. Now I'm going to talk to these guys for real. And not saying that what I was saying wasn't real, but then I went into football mode. I kind of just got real amped up, and I was, I kind of gave them that, that 300 speech. And, but it was my own version, and
sure,
those guys got riled up, and, clearly it helped. Somehow, I was able to, help those guys out some way. And they won state, man. It was great to see those guys because I actually watched the game, the state championship game.
Pretty tight game, too.
Yeah.
For a little while. Actually, they were in control of the game.
They were blowing them out at first.
The score didn't reflect it because they really did dominate
that game. Yeah. And, it was fun to watch. Now, I seen the guys on the field. I was so hyped for them because I had spoken to these guys, and they actually went and finished it, man. They went in one state, and it was great to see.
For those of you that weren't at the Raymond James Stadium, the entire Jefferson team was alongside. You know how they make that long runway that the players run down during introductions? There's everybody in there. There's players. There's cheerleaders. There's a little bit of everybody in there, and the high school team was on the field for that, so that's great. All right, Aaron, you're on deck. We're going to Greg next. Greg, you're up on the Gerald McCoy Show. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, doing great. Hey, Gerald. Happy New Year. Been watching you throughout the year, and I appreciate, one, I'm a Christian, and I appreciate you putting out your faith out there with scriptures and really not being shy about sharing your faith and what God's done in your life and what he's doing, and really appreciate you being vocal in that manner, first of all. So, second, I know you've gone through a kind of a devastating injury, but what do you think happened on that play? Was it just some freak accident, or was it something that happens to all people? That I know you said you reached your arm out and it tore the bicep, and how'd that feel? And then I'll hang up.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. First of all, I'll say thank you for your comment. Secondly, I actually just honestly watched the play the first time yesterday.
Hard to watch?
Yeah, it was. you know, you see how you how you're moving on the field, and you're like, gosh, Lee, that's what I, you know, that's what I could help bring to my team right there.
The last 2 weeks. Yeah.
And you know you can't do it now. You just have to wait till next season or off season or whenever it is I get back. And what happened is I ran down on a down block and I planted and got upfield, and I actually thought that I reached my arm all the way out. What I did is I reached for the running back, and I had him in my grasp, but he kind of, like, snatched away. And when he did that, the tackle hit my arm, and it just, like, hyperextended it, and it just popped off the bone. The tendon did. And I didn't even realize until I watched the play that I even kept chasing the ball. That's why I try to tell you. I didn't know that I had done it. I just felt like, ah, you know, my arm hyperextended, and I kept chasing the ball. But as soon as the play was over, I said, okay, my arm is going numb. I need to get off the field because I knew I couldn't get in the stance. And that's what happened. And, yes, it was a freak accident. It could happen at any given moment. And when you watch it on tape, it doesn't even look like anything happened, but it did. So.
It's an adrenaline thing, too. You see guys running around without shoes, helmets fly off, guys are still right. Diving in the piles.
I seen a guy from San Diego 2 weeks ago got blasted. I mean, he got blasted, but he didn't care. He got hit and got right up, and, I mean, but his adrenaline was pumping. And you don't even realize that how much adrenaline could play a part in you, you know, making that play or not feeling his pain right now. But as soon as the adrenaline wears off, you're just like, ah, I'm in pain. Like me, I didn't even, it felt like a cramp in my arm, but once I felt it, it was hurting.
Well, you described, who were you talking to, your D-line coach about going back in? And he was like, no, man, look at your arm.
No,
what was that conversation again?
Yeah, I said, hey, look, I got to go back in. He said, no.
Oh, it's a trainer.
Look at your arm. And I said, hey, yeah, I know, it's throbbing, it's cramping or whatever. And
biceps.
It was pulsating, but it was not pulsating. It was actually crawling up my arm, and it was kind of nasty.
By the way, what do we have now, Jeff? 12 on IR? 13. I'm starting to lose track.
12.
I wanted to say 12.
12.
12 on IR.
Eight starters.
Eight starters. And, of course, we're talking about Aurelius Benn. And, you know, it's an ACL. You'll have it taken care of. He'll do his
rehab. Seen that play?
His rehab.
Did you see it?
Yeah. And it looked like, it's always that plant foot. It's always the one they're getting ready to cut on. And
he got hit in the front of his knee and in the back of his knee. And I heard it when he got hit. And it sounded like helmets hitting. But when he rolled over on top of the pile and his leg was wobbling, I said, okay, something's loose.
Wow.
He might be done. And then as soon as he hit the ground, he grabbed at his knee and said, yep, there it is.
There's a wonderful code in the NFL amongst players, regardless of what's going on in between the whistles. There's a lot of pushing and shoving in that game, too, you know, Seattle.
Yeah.
But it was great to see the Seahawks, you know, kind of go over and check on him and stuff. And, you know, what is it? Is it just because it's such not an elite league, but it's like a brotherhood? You know, when someone gets hurt, you see players from both teams, you know, standing over and kneeling them over. Sometimes there's a little prayer group going on.
Yeah, well, that's...
There's a lot of things
that
happen.
That's kind of what I was talking about.
In the middle of the war, if
right.
you will.
That's kind of what I was talking about a few weeks ago about sportsmanship and things you learn in Little League. You learn that way back in Little League football, or Pop Warner, as most people put it, you learn sportsmanship, so if a guy gets hurt, the whole other team takes a knee. And, you know, the team go checks on the guy or whatever it is. You learn that early, and it sticks with people. I mean, it's definitely at a professional level where we are all professionals. So if a guy gets hurt, you know, treat it like a professional. You don't want to, we got him. You know, nobody
sure.
does that.
Yep.
So.
All right, Aaron, we appreciate you hanging on. You are up next on the Gerald McCoy Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got you. I heard you.
Yeah, all right. I was calling to see what you think about the 18-game season and what you've heard out of the team about the 18-game season.
Well,
good
I mean...
question.
Yeah.
All the injuries you're talking
I
about.
I mean, we
question.
Got 12 people on IR right now, so, I mean, if people are getting hurt every game.
Right.
People are just going down and going down and going down. It's not even just us. It's around across the league. This is a tough sport we play, and... You know, for people who don't play it, who sit in the offices, which is important too, but the guys who sit inside and don't actually play the game and have to deal with the wear and tear on your body, you really don't know how much two more games can be and how much of a grind going from summer workouts to OTAs to camp to preseason to the regular season. Then if you're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, I mean, the season's long enough already. So to take away two preseason games where your starters really kind of get to rest, to add two more regular season games where people go all out every game in this league, I mean, it's going to be rough. But if that's what it is what it is, and this is what we do. So we just got to deal with it. And I'm pretty sure people go out there and play their hardest for those extra two games.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
All right, Aaron. Appreciate the call. I picture a season starting in, like, late July. Not the season. The preseason starts late July. Season will probably start mid-August. Seems to me with 18 weeks, you'd probably have two bye weeks, you know, which might pan out a little bit better. But I got to ask you about the injury, not your injury, but I think of Kareem Huggins. I remember seeing him back in the locker room right after his surgery. And, you know, it's hard to put on a smile and pretend you're in a great mood when you're all excited about really contributing, your career starting to take off, all these things, and then you have a physical ailment stepping away. And then I think of Cadillac Williams, who turned it around with two patella tears, not one, two separate knees,
right.
And he's out there balling. And I was wondering, after your injury, have you talked to anybody with injury, or have you, you know, again, it's a MASH unit downstairs. I'm sure Des Briscoe, or, you know, is going to walk on over to Regis, and Regis will have his crutches leaned up against, you know, that's what I'm saying. It seems to me that there's a lot of guys that can share experiences here to help each other through what's going on.
Yeah, and, you know, guys rally together. You see other guys who are injured, and you sitting there, you talk, you, man, never thought I'd see you here, never thought I'd see you in here. You know, it's just one of those things, you kind of got that connection. But what's great about this team is all the guys who get hurt, they stick around and, you know, they, you know, help and coach up the other guys. You know, they don't get down themselves. Everybody works so hard around here, and it's great to see.
Your arm was, you were moving it very gingerly last week. Now you're just, you're moving all over the place now. I see.
Stitches
you,
out.
A little bit, yeah. So what's the prognosis there? Or not prognosis.
I'll start rehab next week.
Yeah? And what's that? Just like, are you going to be in the pool with the old ladies curling water and underwater and stuff? Or just
rotation. Because the muscle, the tendon that tore off controls the rotation of your arm. And, you know, they're going to start working on rotating my arm first. Then we're going to start working on straightening my arm. I can't straighten my arm yet. It's still.
So that's what, so to make sure it goes fully, mm-hmm. so the tendon will be fully stretched out.
You got to let it grow fully back onto the bone before I try and stretch it out.
Gerald McCoy is ready to take your phone calls. Got two open lines, 813-990-4620. That's Hillsborough. Pinellas 727-461-4620. 1-800-596-BUCKS. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. We'll peek ahead at the New Orleans Saints. They were taking photos on top of the Atlanta logo at the 50-yard line at the end of the game. I don't know about that. I'm sorry, but
did anybody see Peyton Manning slide right before the goal line?
Yeah, everybody that had him in fantasy.
I mean, I said, what
imagine
was he
that.
Doing?
He's trying to keep the clock running. The game was well at hand. He didn't want the other team to have a possession.
I didn't know what happened. I couldn't, you know, I don't know.
And just watching him run was took a while.
Yeah, I said, jeez, what is he doing?
He don't scramble.
He didn't I mean, Matt Ryan tried to run too, and he wasn't the fastest guy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, Matty Ryan. Oh, well. He could have jumped on a fumble the other night. Maybe helped the cause, but guess not. All right, guys, we'll come back, take your phone calls. Open lines, jump on, talk to Gerald McCoy. And tomorrow night, do we have Mark Dominic tomorrow night? Yeah, it'll be Mark Dominic tomorrow night. Kind of the State of the Union address for the Buccaneers as we look at some of the great draft picks and how things are really starting to pan out for the Bucs. We'll come back and do the second half of this show on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
It's all football, all the time, on Buccaneers.com. From the first practice of the week to the end of the game on Sunday, we've got you covered. It's news straight from the source. Check out Buccaneers Insider for the latest news and interviews. Plus, see what your favorite players are doing off the field and in the community. Become a member of the One Buck Club, and you'll be first in line to receive breaking news, automatic entry for great contests, along with exclusive stories and photos, all on Buccaneers.com. We don't cover the Bucs. We are the Bucs.
Master Collision Repair is the best place to bring your vehicle if it is ever involved in an accident. Why? They have 8 Bay Area locations. Guarantee their work to your 100% satisfaction and will work with your insurance company to make sure the repair is done properly. If you have an estimate already, just stop in. No appointment necessary. Master Collision Repair's auto flow system enables them to efficiently get your vehicle back to you in the timeliest manner possible. Call 1-877-4MASTER or visit mastercollisionrepair.com.
It takes an experienced team to tackle cancer. Our doctors prescribe the most advanced treatment available. Our research network offers more clinical trials than anywhere in Florida. And our most important team members, our patients, inspire us every day. With more than 70 physicians and nearly 30 clinical sites, Florida Cancer Specialist and Research Institute provides world-class medicine close to home. Visit us at flcancer.com.
It's time to ring in the new year. And what better way to start 2011 off right than with a Guinness? Make it your New Year's resolution to be bold in 2011. Guinness has bold flavors. So make Guinness your first choice this holiday season and in 2011. You can enjoy the bold flavors of Guinness this New Year's Eve and all throughout 2011 at the pub, O'Brien's, and McDinn's. Or stop by your favorite grocery store and pick up some Guinness today.
Guinness Draft Stout. Copyright 2010. Guinness & Company. Imported by Diageo. Guinness USA, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
The Cheryl McCoy Show on your home for the Buccaneers. 620 WDAE and US 1035.
Welcome back, my friends. It is Buccaneer Total Access Radio. Every Tuesday, we sit down with Gerald McCoy. Don't forget Josh Freeman Show Thursday night. We talk to Josh about five touchdowns.
I seen like an ad that had me and Josh, because it was talking about our shows, and they had Mike in the middle. Does Mike have a show now?
Not that we know of, but I'm sure he sat down last week and did one, and told him off the air, you do great radio, he'd love to have one. Those were his words, so who knows? Okay. Who knows? 10 touchdowns would get you noticed in this league.
Yeah,
for sure.
I asked the question today, and sorry, Jeff, about this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Roddy White has the most receptions in the league, right? And yards and all that.
Yes, yards.
He only has 9 touchdowns.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure he'd be a Pro Bowler. Now Mike has 10 touchdowns, and he needs 70 yards to get 1,000. So if he has 1,000 yards. And
on about 30 fewer catches.
And 10 touchdowns. Maybe, could get 11 or 12 touchdowns at the end of the season. And if we do make the playoffs, shouldn't it possibly make Mike Pro Bowl, vote worthy? I'm just saying.
I'm not arguing.
If you give Blunt a whole 16 games, he's going to make the Pro Bowl. He will. Because he's 40 yards from 1,000 already.
He came in the Pittsburgh game, had 3 carries. That was the third game of the season. So it wasn't until the fourth game of the season, I think he had about 10 touches in that game. So not really was he used a lot until the fifth game of the season.
Right.
So that's, that's 11 ball games, 1,000 yards in 11 ball games. That's really churning it up. Because, guys, 1,000 yards used to be based on a 12-game season, 16-game season. I don't think 1,000 is a lot to brag about. I think when you get into 1,100, 1,200, 1,300, that's considered. But when you do that in 12 games, as a rookie? No respect. Did you watch ESPN last night? Did you hear anything about the Bucks? All I heard was Roddy White. Matty Ice for an hour and a half. That's all I heard.
Yeah, you just all that stuff that they did, man. Free threw 5 touchdowns and they act like it didn't happen.
Nope.
It was just overshadowed by all this other stuff. This other, I don't want to say nonsense, but it's like we get no love down here. You throw for 5 touchdowns. I don't care if they 1 yard apiece. You got to get them in there.
Elite quarterbacks in this league
and no interceptions.
Do that a couple times in their career, 5 touchdowns. Elite quarterbacks.
That's easy player of the week caliber. Easy. It is what it is.
Well, now we're going to tell everybody to make sure we take that audio that we just put out there and see if that gets out there and see if ESPN goes, Gerald McCoy.
Change the voice.
Gerald McCoy speaking up for his brothers.
Change the voice.
You got it. Matthew Brooks, hang on, we're coming to you. Brandon, you're up next on the Gerald McCoy Show. Hey, Brandon.
I'm up next.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead, man.
All right, Gerald, first of all, man, love watching you play. Love what you're doing for the team. Love having a Christian man on the team. You know, it's great for us. Love watching the young players. But my question for you is, you know, I've watched you play all season. I watched Price play in college. You guys are awesome. Do you think our defensive ends have what it takes to win the playoffs, or if we make it to the Super Bowl, to win in the Super Bowl? Or do we need to pick up, you know, a Dwight Freeney, Jason Taylor during the offseason?
Our DNs? Well, I'm always going to believe in my teammates. And I see these guys rush every day in practice, and I see them, I see them rush on Thursdays, which is our pad day. And our ends, they really can rush, man. And, we've just been running so much three-down stuff. Three-down linemen, it's hard to, get to the quarterback. But we closed down the pocket, which is what we need to do. In this last game, we closed down the pocket so much, we forced a lot of bad throws. And, you just got to have that middle presence. And that middle presence is starting to come along. I mean, unfortunately, me and Brian Price both got hurt. We both were fairly decent pass rushers in college, and, we were known for penetration, getting in the backfield and causing that pressure up the middle, to flush them to our ends or our ends flushing to us. But I definitely believe in our ends. I see them rush every day, and, our ends have some pretty good moves on them, so I do believe in them. I mean, but guys like that, I mean, the guys he named, it wouldn't hurt to bring them in to help. you bring in a guy.
Sure.
You bring in guys like that. Like my example.
Look what Julius Peppers did in Chicago.
Right. My example has been this year, either a Julius Peppers or a Kyle Vandenbosch.
Vandenbosch too.
In Detroit, he went and changed the whole D line around, and it made it easier on everybody else.
Sue's production goes up and down with him side by side. Same thing happened to Haynesworth.
Right.
When Haynesworth played with Vandenbosch,
right.
Haynesworth was a beast, and then Vandenbosch won the round.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's a unit.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah,
you go, my man Sue, this is what it's been. He got another one this Sunday. I think he has 9 sacks on the season. And when I go back and watch, I go back, and what I do after every game, after our game, see what we did, then I get online and I see what every team did defensively, because I'm a defensive-minded guy. So I say, okay, this guy had sacks. Let me go see how they got him. So if I see Sue got a sack, I go back to see how he got it. So they run so many different stunts where Vandenbosch is, they have to account for him. They have to. And those two ends, Vandenbosch and Averill, they always make that quarterback step up, and they flush him to the middle. And Sue is always right there. He's a smart player. He's so good at, being in the right spot, and mirroring the quarterback.
The fox to the hounds,
right.
They say.
Right. And he can just mirror the quarterback. So when those guys come off that edge and they flush him up, Sue's right there waiting on him. And he's good. I mean, that's how he got his sack this last week.
And vice versa,
And vice versa.
If he collapses the pocket, Vandenbosch gets paid off.
Sue will press his man back, which will make the quarterback run out, and Vandenbosch or Averill there. I mean, they work together, and that's how important DNs, are to a team.
And as you were saying earlier, everything is built from the inside out, though.
Right.
It really does start with the D-tackles, middle linebacker, and then kind of goes that way. So the future is bright here in Tampa Bay.
Right.
We're going back to the phones. Matthew, you're on deck. Stand by. We're coming to you right after Brooks. Brooks, welcome to the Gerald McCoy Show.
What's going on, guys? How you doing, Joe?
What's up, Brooks?
Not much, man. Not much. I want to get a little bit away from the game and just say one thing. And, the Lynches and the, Lynch, Barber, Brooks, Coral, Sapp, all those guys, great players, awesome players. But I'm a season ticket holder. I've waited by the fences. I've gotten autographs. I've seen you guys out. And one thing I will say is we've got a group of guys right now that are class act, just real people. And it really wasn't that way before. You guys are approachable, and you like it. And the reason I'm bringing it up, I was at work today. I'm not going to name where. And somebody walked in, and I looked at him, and I swore it was Maurice Stovall. And I looked up, and I followed him around for a second. I looked at him for a second, and I knew it was him. And when he walked out, I said, "Excuse me, sir, are you Mr. Stovall?" And he couldn't have been the most friendly person in the world. And I just want to say you guys are class acts, and I'm looking forward to the next 5, 10, 15 years seeing you guys around here. And you guys are doing a great job, and win or lose next week, you know what? You guys have exceeded everybody's expectations, and we're all proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that, Brooks, and us being that way, of course, is a, you know, testament of how we are as a team and how appreciative we are of our fans and everybody else in the community. But it's also a testament of who our leaders are. And like you see a child and how they act, they represent their parents. You know, their parents raised them to be a certain way. And how they act, you're representing your parents. So when we go out in public, we represent our coaches, our owners, our GM, and they're very approachable guys. I mean, the Glazers are very nice people, and Mr. Dominic is very personable, and so is Coach Morse. I mean, he'll sit and just talk to you. I mean, he'll sit and just talk to anybody. He's a very personable guy.
Very genuine.
Yeah.
Very genuine.
Just down-to-earth people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that rubs off on us. We see the head guys doing it, and that's how we are. And that's just how the Bucks organization is.
Going back to the phones. We got open line behind Matthew, by the way, if you want to jump on there, 813-990-4620. Also an open line at Pinellas at 727-461-4620. Matthew, you're on with Gerald McCoy. What's up, Matt?
Hey, now, how you guys doing?
We got you.
All right, so me and my buddy are sitting here, and we're talking about how there are so many rookies on the team, and you guys are all going up through this together. How does that affect the camaraderie? Do you think you guys are especially tight-knit in the locker room and on the field? Does that come out when you guys play together?
Yeah, it actually does, because we came in together. We in this grind together, but it's not just us. The thing about our team is all the older guys have accepted us as if we've been around here for years.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a very good point.
I mean, our older guys, I mean, they didn't – there wasn't hardly any, if any, rookie hazing. I mean, of course, you're going to have your rookie dinner. I mean, everybody does that, but you expect that. But as far as hazing goes, there was none. And, you know, they accepted us, and they expected big things from us early. And they didn't let us, you know – take it slow or do this. They expected it from us because our coaches and GM and owners brought all of us in for a reason. All the new guys that have been added to this team, they brought us in for a reason, and they expected things from us now. But they also knew that it would take time for us to grow together. But now that it's starting to mesh and gel, you start to see something really special with us. And, you know, you see guys on the field, and me and Mike – well, he run on the field. Me and Mike don't even say anything to each other. He just walk up to me, and he'd be like, "You already know." And, I mean, that's it. That's all you have to say. Then you see how close Mike and Cadillac are, or Blunt and Mike and Aqib Talib are. I mean, you just see.
Josh
right.
and Josh Freeman.
You know, Josh Johnson and Josh Freeman, those guys, they just mesh well. Our older guys are taking the younger guys under the wing, and they're treating us as if we've been around here for as long as they have. So,
Gerald McCoy show, you know, I was listening to Rondé last night. He was on with Dave Moore, and, of course, the question was asked, and it's, you know, are you going to play next year? And think about this. Think about if this team was still a bit disarrayed and there were a lot of floating question marks around. Rondé would probably say, "I'm not sure." But he made references to really liking what he's seeing taking place. I mean, he's part of it. But he's also a guy who's been on a Super Bowl team. And
honestly,
he was part of a building process before. He's starting to see that happen again. If he hangs around, it's because he's a smart guy.
Honestly, I was sitting thinking about this, and I said, we got a young team, but he sees how dynamic this young team is, how dynamic it can be. And now that everybody has a season under their belt and they know what to expect going into a game, they know how to prepare for a game, and they know who they're about to face. You know, we coming in, we facing the Panthers. We're facing the Saints. We're facing the Falcons. We know that's our division. Now we played other teams. We've seen around the league different guys we're facing. Now we know what to expect and the veteran tricks and all that. And, things you don't learn in your first year going into the game, but after the year is over, you look back and say, oh, I remember that, I remember that. And to see how dynamic we are now, the future is so bright for us. You know, it's kind of scary what will be next year and the years to come.
Yeah.
I think Rondé sees that, yeah. And it's kind of, you know, he's getting excited.
Yeah, I would. If I were him, too, I'd want to hang around. I'd want to hang around because he knows talent. He's right. Been around it for 14 years.
Yeah.
If he looked around and said, I don't know. But now he's looking around going, whoa. I mean, how would you like to be a defensive coordinator next year, game planning against our offense next year? You can't just take away one guy.
That's what I'm saying. You can't now, and I can't wait. What's great about this team is you can game plan for a few amount of guys, but then say one of those guys goes down, such as Aurelius Ben. You got guys like Desmond Briscoe who could come in right now and play. Mike Spurlock come back in. People don't even
Preston Parker.
You got guys like that, and people forget that a lot of those comeback wins, they ended in a Michael Spurlock big play. So people forget that Spurlock is still here.
I remember the touchdown in Cleveland.
Right, the touchdown in Cleveland.
Over the shoulder catch
in Cincinnati.
Sure.
I mean, there's people. You can't game plan for one guy, but if you go by starters, how do you game plan for
five guys?
You know, a quarterback like Josh Freeman who can run at any given moment, you never know. And then you have a Mike Williams who's so dynamic. He's so hard to hold. You got a Aurelius Ben who's so fast. You got a Kellen Winslow who's a vet. He has been a pro bowler, so he knows.
Best hands in football.
I mean, he can catch, man. He just can catch. And then you got, before I even say Blunt, let's talk about Cadillac. You got a leader in Cadillac who comes in. He's so unselfish. So unselfish, man. And he plays the plays that he's in, and he does it with all his heart, man. He comes in. When he's in, you get a screen. You may get a handoff. But then you got Blunt who just – everybody knows what Blunt can do. He can run past you. He can run over you. Now everybody knows he can jump over you. I mean, how do you game plan for that? And then you
got
a defensive line who has to face a dynamic O-line like we have. Those guys are huge, and they're all athletic. We don't have a non-athletic offensive lineman. And that's what Donald Penn is probably our biggest offensive lineman. But as you can see, he was the guy who went out to
– got the best feet.
Right. He was the guy who went out and caught the touchdown. And he's our biggest guy. I mean, it's just, I don't know how people deal with it.
Camaraderie is you can't fake that. You can't fake that.
Man.
Redskins can't fake it. Yeah. Washington can't fake it.
When Papa's in the house, quality's in the house.
As the official pizza sponsor of Super Bowl 45, Papa John's is giving you all large pizzas for just $10 each, now through Super Bowl Sunday. Even our signature specialty pizzas, like the Works, just $10. Limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Get all large Papa John's quality pizzas for just $10 each, now through Super Bowl Sunday. Order now at thenewpapajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Will you be there?
Freeman's going to run the ball. He finds Winslow. It's caught. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Will you be there? Knowing one moment can change everything.
Mike Williams has 8 touchdowns.
And will you be there when it begins again? Buccaneers season tickets are on sale now. Youth tickets are only $25, and adult tickets start at only $35 per game. Call 866-582-2827 or visit Buccaneers.com.
Dr. Ira Gutentag, orthopedic surgeon from the Joint Replacement Center at University Community Hospital, here with another tip about knee pain.
If you have painful popping or grinding of your knees with day-to-day activities such as stair climbing, kneeling, or walking, you may be suffering from osteoarthritis. At the Joint Replacement Center at UCH, our goal is to provide you with the best solution for your knee pain. whether it's exercise, weight loss, or knee replacement surgery.
To learn more tips on relieving your knee pain, visit uch.org/kneepain.
Do you want the latest in Buccaneers sideline apparel for your next Buccaneers tailgate party? Log on to Buccaneers.com and go to the Team Store section. The Buccaneers Team Store features the most exclusive Buccaneers merchandise available anywhere. Bucs fans can purchase on-field apparel, personalized jerseys, throwback merchandise, and even player autograph merchandise. The Buccaneers Team Store also has a large selection of women's and kids' apparel. With one stop to Buccaneers.com, wear what the pros wear and be a part of the action. The Buccaneers Team Shop at Buccaneers.com.
This is the Gerald McCoy Show on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you hanging on tonight for the Gerald McCoy Show. John, you've been standing by. We got to get you in before we get to Gerald's scripture. So welcome to the show, buddy. What's up?
Not too much. Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Mark Dominic and Ronnie Morris or whatever. I know whenever they first came in, you know, they strictly made it, you know, they made it known they were going to build through the draft. And, you know, we just haven't picked up, other than Kellen Winslow, we really haven't picked up a big free agent guy. We've just been building through the draft, and seems like we're hitting on all cylinders right now.
Well, you know the neat thing, John, and I think there are different business models, different teams in baseball, as you will, or any other franchise, you'll see they'll come up with a business model, and they decide we're going to try things one way. If it doesn't work, we'll go try things another way. And the ownership decided to go back to the way they did it when they built you your first Super Bowl winner, was built through the draft, and bring in players, and you don't just get talent, you get cohesiveness, you get the same system every year, you get everybody moving through that system, you don't have to keep making changes, and what you get, John, is a consistent winner year in and year out. All right, buddy, this is a very important part of the show for you. You love to talk about your scripture and how it moves you, and, of course, how you apply it to your football career. So go ahead, bro.
You always talk about, here Coach Morris talk about a race to 10. And that was our goal this year, how we bought into it. And we've had ups and downs this year. Me, I've had ups and downs, emotional. It's an emotional roller coaster, and it goes up and it goes down. Well, my season ended early, but our team is still playing, and we're coming down to our last regular season game, you know.
You like that?
We're going to go out and play our hardest. But coming down this last regular season game, how we want the season to end, this scripture is, and I always talk about having faith and believing in God. This scripture, 2 Timothy 4:7, a lot of people know it. It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And that scripture right there, man, is just so key in what we're looking forward to doing right now. And you know, this race to 10, we're getting there. But at the end of the season, whether it ends this week or next week or 5 weeks from now, you know, whatever it is, you know, that scripture right there is how we want to look back on this season.
Nice to sneak in as a wild card, if it's possible. If not, the 10 wins is a definite thing to build on for next year. Beating the Saints. Even if somehow we don't get in the playoffs with a win, something happens, the Giants or the Packers win and we don't get in, that still leaves that little seed inside the Saints going, look out for the Bucs next year. I can guarantee you right now, the Atlanta Falcons don't want to face you again. They know they got lucky twice.
Right.
Not lucky. Not that they're not a good team. Pay them the respect they deserve. But they're sitting there going, man, the Bucs are scary now. That's what 10 wins can do. Now, the downside is out there in the NFC West, a 7-win team is going to win their division, and you guys have 3 more victories. Not to mention you smoked that division 4-0. You beat everybody in that division out west. West Coast trip, by the way, for this team has always been a bugaboo. And Josh Freeman's 5-0. He beat Seattle last year, and he's beaten all the teams this year. He's 5-0 against the NFC West. So there are things this team is doing. It's like building a resume. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like building. It's like you look at your season throughout your season. You go, wow, I had a good game here. And a little let off. Oh, look at this. You're building the resume. This team. That's what this team's doing. It's building its resume.
And we're going to be a team to look out for. This season's not over by any means. A lot can happen this Sunday. All we can worry about is us and what we have to do and we control our own destiny. If we go out and win, we did our part. Everything else will fall into place.
Punch him in the mouth.
But regardless of what happens,
punch him in the mouth.
However the season ends, next season, we're going to be a team to look out for.
You got
we
that
will
right.
be a team to look out for.
All right, I'm going to pray for a Christmas New Year's miracle so you and I can do one more show next week, which means you would be in the playoffs.
Definitely.
It's been a pleasure. It's
been
an absolute pleasure getting to know you and talking football with you, man.
Getting
to know you and your sister and everybody. And it's been a lot of fun. And I don't know
wild
if you're going to do it next year. Yeah.
Wild rookie year. Looking forward to it, man. If y'all have me back, I definitely will be on here next year.
I remember your press conference right after you signed.
Right. Hopefully y'all won't kick me off for a new rookie that comes in, but we'll see.
I don't know. I think you're pretty good at this radio thing.
I kind of have fun doing it. I'm not going to lie. I like talking to the fans, so hopefully I'll be back next year.
Well, I will see you in 2011 regardless.
Regardless.
All right, man. Everybody who's called in the show, appreciate it. That's Brandon Brooks, Matthew, John, Greg, Aaron, everybody else that called in, appreciate it. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be taking your phone calls, so get them ready as Mark Dominic, general manager for the Buccaneers, will sit down and take your questions. And we talked a little bit about the future, and we'll talk more about that with him tomorrow night. I'm Scott Ledger. We'll talk to you again right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Good night.
Listening to the Gerald McCoy Show on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football. This is the Sports Animal. Sports Animal. 620 WDAE St. Petersburg. Tampa Bay.